Welcome to Cyber Talk, where we talk about the life and how it is to be a cyber backer working from home. Cyber Talk is powered by CyberBacker, the leading provider of world-class admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website, www.cyberbackercareers.com, for more details. It's a great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber Talk, and we have a very special guest on our show today. RG, how are you doing, man?
Good morning, Sir Jello. I'm doing fine right now.
Hey, good to know. Good to know. We're very excited to get to know more about your CyberBacker journey. So before we do that, though, can you tell us about a bit about your background and what led you to become a part of CyberBacker, man?
So, hey, I am RG. I am from Baguio City. And I've got to know CyberBacker around May when I was waiting for my graduation. So it was typically the end of the semester. So basically, I was just, you know, doing nothing at my house. And for me, I'm the type of person who doesn't like doing nothing. So what I did is to look up for some part-time jobs online. And so lo and behold, I found CyberBacker.
There we go. So found, I'm assuming social media then is where you found out about CyberBacker.
Yes, actually. At first, I think I have a Facebook friend who was posting about it, and I was not curious at first, but when I was looking for a job, I suddenly remembered the name and I looked it up in LinkedIn, and registered for the initial interview.
All right. So that's where your CyberBacker story started then. Okay. Now, so basically a fresh graduate, first job too, right?
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. Okay. So what's been the most interesting part of your role here in CyberBacker?
To be honest, for me, everything is actually interesting. The type of work and the setup, actually, work from home setup. This type of work is actually quite new to me. Like what I said, it's my first job and a fresh graduate. But what's really interesting to me is the way we do things here in CyberBacker. Actually, there was no spoon feeding in here. You have to grow all by yourself to discover what your client needs. So everything that I knew starting from May actually was because of my curiosity and the way I want to figure things out so that I can perform at a high level.
I love that, man. A lot of curiosity. That means you're really thirsty for growth, and that's perfect here in CyberBacker because one of our core values is growth. Growth doesn't stop here in CyberBacker. Now, talk to me more about that then. So you've been with CyberBacker since May this year?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so a few months now with CyberBacker. So can you share with us maybe an early achievement that you've gotten in your role here with CyberBacker, man?
Only one, the different marketing materials that I have made for my client. By the way, my client is a real estate agent. And in my early days, he actually asked me to create some type of ebook, something like that. Oh. One for a buyer's guide and a seller's guide. So at first I was not actually knowledgeable on how to do that.
Okay.
So, but yeah, you know, because he chose me despite that other CyberBackers are actually better than me, I wanted to give back to him. So what I did is to do a lot of research, did my effort so that I can deliver. So after doing all those, passed the materials to him, I was actually happy because the feedback was very good. And in fact, after passing those materials, he actually asked me to do another material. And yeah, I actually done that again, and then he made me do another and another. Yeah, he was actually happy with what I did.
Man, that's great. Imagine in just the first few months, there's already a lot of growth right there because you're starting to learn a lot too from your client. And again, just because of your wanting to grow as well. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
To grow. Now, talk to me more about CyberBacker, though. What do you find most exciting? Because you've been with us for a few months now, about the culture and the working environment here in CyberBacker.
What I found, something that is really great in CyberBacker and maybe something different, is that in CyberBacker, there is always a room for you to grow. Like me, I'm
Absolutely.
actually a testament of that. And from nothing until to someone that actually knows how to navigate. Now, actually, what I like from Cyberbacker is the Masterminds class.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Actually love
every
attending
Friday,
the
right?
class. Yes.
Yes.
Because those topics are actually helpful and some are actually, you know, something that can help you in your life, in your daily routine, how
that's
you can
true.
Grow as a person. So that's what I like in Cyberbacker.
That's true. That's true. Again, to everyone who's listening, growth doesn't stop here in Cyberbacker. So every week we have these training sessions that would help you, of course, in your role here in Cyberbacker, no matter what that is. We always have training, of course. Now, another thing, of course, that you, as you mentioned earlier, you really love learning, love growing and being a part of Cyberbacker. How do you see yourself growing and developing in this role in the near future, RG?
As a Cyberbacker, I actually see a lot of exciting growth and development and opportunities ahead. Firstly, I'm actually focusing on enhancing my digital marketing skills since I'm also doing the social media management of my client. So I'm managing his Facebook, Instagram, and I also see myself growing in terms of getting to know more about SEO since I'm actually doing blogs, applying my skill as a philosophy student. I really love writing and he put the test to me. This allows me to create more, you know, impactful contents and more strategies for my client. And also I'm looking to expand what else can I do to actually help my client. I don't want to get stuck up doing social media management.
Of course.
Yeah, because I actually wanted to grow. So like I said, maybe as time goes by, maybe he can give me more tasks that I can actually learn again, because more skills, more development. So
absolutely,
yeah, I think
true.
Can really grow throughout
100%
the...
true. Because when you do more things, then there's more opportunities for you to grow, to be able to experience a lot of things, right? And again, as they say, experience is the best teacher, right? Now, imagine you handle social media. You're also learning about SEO. Did you ever imagine doing something like this when you graduated from philosophy?
Actually, no. And I was quite challenged during my first time doing these things. But yeah, as when you actually commit yourself into doing this, you in the process, you can actually learn these things also. And personally, you can grow with your skills and you can actually learn more, add something of the knowledge that you have right now.
Of course, just be a sponge and gather and absorb a lot of course, knowledge and experiences. Now, how about challenges? I know this is your first role ever after graduating. Have you encountered any challenges so far, and how did you overcome those?
Challenges, I think, yeah, there's one. It's actually running ads. I never run ads in my entire life. It's actually my first time running ads here in Cyberbacker. So what I did in order to overcome the challenge is do some research. It's just one Google away, one YouTube away.
Yeah.
So yeah, I really committed some time to learn how to actually create an ad that would actually benefit the client. Running ad is different from running an ad effectively. So I want to run an ad effectively. So I want to give my client the best. So yeah. I actually learned that, and we actually had a lot of leads with that ad, and I'm actually proud of that achievement also.
Gosh, imagine already a lot of success. The way you talk about the partnership that you've created with your client, your cyber CEO, gosh, just in a matter of a few months, imagine what you and your cyber CEO could do, let's say in a year's time. That's the exciting part, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, for sure, there are people who are listening to us right now who are wondering, how do I get in? How do I become a Cyberbacker? So what advice would you be able to give new Cyberbackers that are just starting their journey here with us?
Maybe what I can give you is to actually give yourself some time, more patience, and always have that attitude that you want to grow, you want to learn. It's not about this earning, you know, your service fee, something like that. Give yourself a room to grow. It's not just about doing your job, but It's about doing your job excellently. Just go with the process, and at time you will actually learn how to do things effectively. It takes time to learn. And just like me, I actually told you that I know nothing about this job, but when you commit yourself, you go into the process, you will actually learn and grow. And that's how you become a good cyber backer.
Gosh, man, that's awesome piece of advice right there. I think one of the things that our listeners can get from that is don't just do your job. Do your job excellently. I love what you talked about there. Really love it. Now, of course, as you know, as in it's said in your background, one of the core values of CyberBacker is relationship. So could you share any mentors or colleagues that have helped you in your journey with CyberBacker? Give them a shout out here on the show.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Mom Catherine, my HB. She actually helped me grow as a CyberBacker. When I have questions, she's just one slack away. How do you do SEO, ma'am? How can I do this? Something like that. And she will immediately send some materials. You have to do this. So she always checks on me, actually. And she will chat me, how is your task doing? How is this? How is that? And yeah, she actually gives a lot of advice, and I really appreciate it from her. Yeah, I really love attending her, HB classes also, and her people that one-on-one sessions with her.
There we go. Man, I really love the mindset, really love the attitude. Keep that going. And of course, to everyone who's listening, if you'd like to learn more about CyberBacker and become a part of the family, please visit our website at www.cyberbackercareers.com. Of course, RG, thank you very much for your time. I hope we can talk to you again real soon.
Thank you, Sergio. Appreciate it.
Thank you to all the listeners of Cyber Talk. If you enjoyed our podcast, don't forget to watch out for our upcoming episodes. We're going to dish them out weekly. Do visit our official website, www.cyberbackercareers.com. Don't forget to like CyberBacker on Facebook and Instagram. Once again, this is your host, the one, the only. My name is Jello. Always remember, make life bigger with CyberBacker. Till next time.